It's We Ain't Even Red. Here we go. We are back. Live stream number 3 for the Super Bowl preview. We get closer and closer to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to give you the exact day because I'll fuck it up. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. We're going to add 2 legs tonight to the Wrap It Up parlay because it just feels right. It feels like a 2-ad night. If you're following along at home, as of right now, Travis Kelce over 70.5 receiving yards is the first leg that we added. We will be, I think, adding two more tonight. Or at least I hope. Joining me now, as always, they call him Mr. Reliable in the streets these days. Lacka, welcome to the program.
Yeah, what's good, bro?
What's up, pal? At least you're not on a cruise.
Yep. I've never been. I'm actually not interested in going on cruises.
I still think my point stands. Like, Cody tried to sell me on it. I would get seasick.
Like, yeah, they don't seem to excite me very much.
No. No. I'd rather go play, like, golf in the Bahamas. I don't want to play mini golf on a cruise ship. Especially because I hate mini golf.
For an absurd amount of money.
Putting is my least favorite. We are both bitching about 2 completely different things, and we'll connect here. Putting is my least favorite. That's why I have, you know, Tinder chicks are like, oh, we should do a mini golfing date. It's like, that's not going to end well because I'll start saying the F slur by, like, the 5th hole. Like, oh, well, that's rude. Well, I'm calling myself that. As for the price of cruises, fuck that.
I know. Jeez.
I also doubt we will see Cody at the Super Bowl party. I think he'll be too tired. I'm calling my shot here on the show because I know he won't listen to it. Actually, that's a lie. Cody might listen to it. He's such a psycho. He might go back and listen to every episode before he gets back.
Maybe. You never know.
With him, I kind of do. But I find it hard to believe he'd be returning from a cruise and then wanting. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe he joins us. I hope he does.
Yeah.
We're going to look back at the board tonight because I was saying before you came in, I think we're adding 2 legs tonight.
Oh.
Hopefully we have a guest spot. I almost called him the same name I said on our call. Hopefully he's joining us.
Yep.
I believe he's eating dinner at the moment is what he told me.
Yep.
And then hopefully get a pick from him. Like to, you know, get a lay of the land betting wise for him because he was hot for a minute, but he's a live bet machine. And I don't know if live betting is going to be the play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Thankfully, last year we didn't have the option because it was not on mobile for the Super Bowl. It was just legalized the week before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I told the story. I was going Chiefs. And then I got in the line at the sports book. And I was like, no, I'm going Eagles. And it burnt me in the ass. I don't think I'm going to make a switch this year. But I'm still not ready to lock in my money line.
Make two separate parlays. One for each team.
I mean, there's going to be. Everyone has to ride the Wrap It Up parlay. I mean, if you don't ride that, you're a hater of mine. You're kind of a despicable person, honestly. You're kind of not a great guy. Also, if you've listened to, if somebody goes through and listens to each of these episodes to build out the Wrap It Up parlay, I just know you're a good guy and I know you're going to ride it. But there, I might have to throw down a different parlay
on
Sunday. Sunday is going to be the biggest issue because there's going to be nothing on during that pregame. It's literally
hours
gonna be
of pregame.
You and I drinking, talking about bets, and then proceeding to make stupid bets after we talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that bar does weird things to you where it says every bet will hit when you place it on the bar. And I think, yes, you are correct, inanimate object.
Yep.
A fucking idiot, but hey. Excuse me. I think I have a little bit of sound this week as they are beginning to, players are getting asked their questions. Heading into Super Bowl 58, I believe, we're at, again, my biggest issue is with the announce team. I'm dreading this announcing group for this Super Bowl.
Well, who do you think there's going to be?
We know who it is.
Oh, okay. I don't.
The CBS group of Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. Tony Romo, who I'm convinced. Was it NBC last year? It might have been NBC last year. Okay, might have been NBC. I don't think CBS would get it back to back year. I mean, there is a chance, but I don't think they won, but I'm not certain. Yeah. I just hate Romo because I brought this up during the regular season. I think Romo's a booze bag.
Well,
he's the most obnoxious announcer possible, I think.
Yeah.
My favorite call from the season, I think we spent an excessive amount of time on the show talking about it, was when, I mean, it's probably the Raiders game because that's what pissed me off so much. But there's a play, looks like a catch, looks like a touchdown, looks great. I'm loving it. Then you've got Romo in the booth going, "No way, Jim. No way was that a catch. He's out of bounds. Didn't have the football. It's not a touchdown." They show one replay, and it's clearly a touchdown. And then Romo comes on the mic, and he's like, "Well, it looks like a touchdown, Tony. Or it looks like a touchdown, Jim." Like, you were just losing your mind, convinced, trying to convince the world.
He's trying to get hype.
He's doing cocaine in the booth.
Yeah, it makes for good broadcasting.
Does it? Because he sounds like a retard.
Well, for any other person.
I don't mean to be brash. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Thank you. But he sounds retarded. And then also, we're going to get this five times a game. I don't know, Jim.
It's going to be the whole time.
If I'm losing my bet by fucking 10 points and Tony Romo's on the mic having an orgasm, I'm really going to have an issue. I'm going to be pretty fucking miffed.
Yep.
This is basically a long way of me setting up that I have to pull up some topics here for Super Bowl show number 3. But before I do, I was thinking of playing a track, Lacka, because I haven't cleared the board yet from last Friday.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I know the obvious answers, but there's a song I want to play that I think could, you know, help us set the tone as I look for topics. Unfortunately, I think it's the shortest song on the album.
Uh-huh. I knew you missed one song when we covered it, but it's okay because it's pretty forgettable.
I did. Trust me. I've been told by people that I missed it. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I've got it, people. I know I missed. Now, I think
it's a pretty forgettable one, I think, so.
You're correct. I think I missed one in the middle. I mean, my problem was my lack of prep. I was trying to make the bumpers and pull all of the songs so I didn't have to play them through my phone into my microphone. It's like, that sounds wildly unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, sometimes you miss one, but I think as I look for some topics, I'm going to leave you with the musical stylings of Chief Keef and Lil Yachty.
The beat go off?
Hey, is this Sosa? Am I speaking to Sosa right now? Who the fuck is you? I don't know, I just want you to explain something to me.
Hey,
explain.
I got some money on the way. Killer with counters, then piss on that grave. The nigga don't get hit, don't get grazed. I saw Superman, now you safe. Pussy before you eat, say your grace. You already know these bees, they not J's. I got a too high, she think she laced. I be on her head like a lace.
Thankfully, something fell in my lap about a second ago here. The NFL Awards came out tonight. There's my show. Bottega jeans, I ain't even wear them yet. Ain't walking in that bitch. Love how I started the show like Hitman. She mad in the bed like you ain't slay me yet. Geekin', I'ma stake my DR bitch for Puerto Rican. 50 hoes flew in, we treat her Tuesday like the weekend. Sub me like you need me, I'ma bless you like a deacon. Tell a nigga die, I ain't gon' lie, this shit ain't even. Catch her while she leaking, she gon' absorb all the semen. Worry about your streaming, all that reaching. I got some money on the way. Kill her with counters, then piss on that grave. The nigga don't get hit, don't get grazed. I saw Superman, now you saved. Pussy before you eat, say your grace. You already know these bees, they not J's. I got a too high, she think she laced. I be on her head like a lace. I'm with my crew, win or lose. You're my boss, Terry Crews. Them 100 bands, huh? They crip blue. I'm in a Humvee with 6 troops. What you wanna do? No fist too. Get your bitch a sip of the wrist juice. Ay, she melting all on my wrist too. Ay, but I'm an icy nigga, it's cool. I got some money on the way. Well, hopefully our bets will give you some money on the way, right?
Mm, that is a jam.
I love that one. I genuinely love that one.
I like First Night better than that one, just slightly more, but they're both the same vibe for sure.
Oh, we'll get to that one because I'll definitely need a buffer later. Let's talk a little NFL awards, shall we?
Ooh, we shall.
I love this time of year. I love awards season. We had the Grammys. Jay-Z had a great rant, except people got mad at Kanye when Kanye didn't. And it seems to be okay when Jay-Z does it. Again, that's not what this show's about. Eh, fuck you. I'm going to do my show how I want. And I absolutely, I think Jay-Z
did
great.
Have you ever seen that video of Kanye stealing that girl's phone? He's like, oh, it's mine now. Like, she like she comes up to Kanye on the street, and he's, like, dressed in, like, a ski mask, everything, like, completely covered up. But the girl still knows that it's Kanye. She goes right up to him, like, phone in his face, and, like, asks him the stupidest question ever. I can't remember what the question is, but in Kanye's defense, it was a stupid-ass question. And he, like, yanks the phone out of her hand, starts yelling at her Kanye style. And then she's like, can I have my phone back? And he's like, no, it's mine now. And walks away. Great video.
Kanye is, I mean, if you look past some of the odd comments he made about one Adolf Hitler and Jewish people, Kanye is a legitimately hilarious person. Like, he is
in a dickish way,
which is fine. The world needs dickheads, and Kanye, if it wasn't for the Adolf thing.
Yeah.
The Adolf thing makes it really hard to take his side. But he is wildly hilarious. I mean, they just put out the video. This is why we can't do live shows, because it just goes back to hip-hop. But there's the picture that came out. Apparently he's heading back to the studio. But again, I don't know the hype level on Kanye. I'm hyping myself back up, because I'm an idiot and I just do that every time. But they're walking in the rain, him and that Bianca Censori or whatever, his new boo thing, who looks exactly like Kim Kardashian. And I'm convinced she doesn't own an article of clothing.
Really?
I'm fairly certain she's butt ass naked.
Oh, probably.
In the rain, like wearing a poncho. Which, I mean, if Kanye made that call, that's an alpha move.
Ooh.
It's an alpha. Long way of saying, let's talk about the coach of the year in the NFL. Prestigious award.
Yep.
This candidate who won it, I think very much deserved it for a few reasons. Mainly because he took, I believe, a 3-13 team into a playoff win. And now I know you're not supposed to technically take into account the playoffs when it comes to the season awards, but I for Coach of the Year, I think it matters. Your 2023 Coach of the Year, Houston Texans head coach, D'Amico Ryans. I don't have a problem with this pick. I can see the argument for Dan Campbell of the Lions.
Yeah.
But again,
I do like him. I do know who that is.
I like Dan Campbell a lot as well. The Texans were not supposed to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, at all. No.
The Lions are good. The Lions have talent between Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs. They are a very good football team. The Texans were not supposed to be good. Now, granted, CJ Stroud looks like a fucking generational talent. But sometimes you can have generational talent that doesn't listen to coaching, and the Texans making the playoffs, I have no problem with D'Amico Ryans winning. I get why Lions fans are spited. You think the NFL hates you. Welcome to Raidersville. So
you
I don't have to be the
head coach of the Chiefs. You would think.
Yeah, that. You could put that up there. The Niners head coach, Kyle Shanahan. I like D'Amico Ryans. I have no problem with D'Amico Ryans winning it. Now, excuse me, I jumped the gun here. These are not people who've won it yet. This is fan voting.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a chance Dan Campbell still wins it, I believe. I don't think these are official yet.
Okay.
The reason this was brought to my attention is because Defensive Rookie of the Year from the Houston Texans, Will Anderson Jr., who was very good, but it is a little odd that the Texans win again. NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, Houston Texans quarterback CJ Stroud.
Oh, no.
I think this might be fan voting. I'll wait to confirm that. Now, I don't have a problem with CJ Stroud winning Offensive Player of the Year. I don't have an issue with that at all. Compared to the other rookie quarterbacks, CJ Stroud was getting a lot of shit coming into the year. Being like, ah, oh, it's another down year for the Texans. Oh, they're going to stink. CJ Stroud is very fucking good at quarterback. I'd love if he wanted to come to Vegas. I don't think he does.
Stroud boys.
Blame him. We're Stroud boys. So Strouds to CJ Stroud is, I think, what I meant to say there. We've got another betting prop post that we need to look at here. Because again, I don't love when media companies feed me picks. So stick around for this next segment where the Rapida podcast will feed you picks. At least if we lose.
Phone open.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Get ready to build. Get ready to build. So we talked yesterday.
Yeah.
About a few different offensive props. We've got a very interesting one here. I like this one. This is a weird one. This is where things get weird. We're getting into that territory. It's the third stream. Things are getting weird. Caitlin Clark, star player for the Iowa Hawkeyes women's college basketball team. Her total of 3-point field goals made against Nebraska versus Travis Kelce receptions on Sunday. Now, Caitlin Clark gives Steph Curry vibes. She is an incredible basketball player.
Really?
She is. I don't watch women's basketball, but this is what the internet tells me, and she's kind of cute. Now, three-pointers made versus Travis Kelce receptions could get weird for multiple reasons. Say Travis Kelce has a down game. Now, I don't think the NFL will allow that. I think they will make sure that Travis Kelce...
Poor guy's getting tired from all the publicity, probably.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my point.
Screw him.
That's exactly my point. So if he goes for three receptions, Caitlin Clark can absolutely hit over 3 3-pointers.
Oh, yeah.
Now maybe Caitlin Clark has a Steph Curry-esque game and drops 10 3-pointers. That would be absurd. I don't expect that to happen. If it did, there's not a chance I see Kelsey getting 10 receptions. So I think we're kind of looking at a close line here at about 6.5 to 7. And I think in this one, I would prefer Travis Kelsey, but I don't know. I don't know if I love that or not.
That one, well, we discussed this yesterday, right? That one I'm really on the fence about. That one's really sketchy.
I'm more on the fence because it's versus Caitlin Clark 3-pointers or Travis Kelsey receptions. If he's not getting the ball and Caitlin Clark turns into Steph Curry, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
So that's my fear, because we don't technically have a line with this bet, because it's Travis Kelsey receptions versus Caitlin Clark made 3-pointers. Now, if it was 3-pointers attempted, I would absolutely take Caitlin Clark here. She had that weird video come out where she, Ohio State rushed the court. She clearly flopped. So maybe now she's not going to start shooting 3-pointers and trying to make threes. Maybe she'll go for the LeBron tactic and get a, maybe get some fouls in the paint. Now, again, I'm just speculating because I'm no Caitlin Clark or the Iowa Hawkeyes women basketball fan. Sorry. Wish I was. Now, say Travis Kelsey gets a couple of check down passes, and next thing we know, we're at 8 receptions. 8 3-pointers seems a lot harder to me.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer. I think I like Travis Kelsey receptions over Caitlin Clark 3-pointers made.
They are, if you put it that way, they are kind of the same, but yeah. I mean, well, I've seen Travis Kelsey play more, so.
This guy is riding with us, so I think that's the pick. Travis Kelsey.
That's the pick. All right.
Will go over Caitlin Clark. Watch Caitlin Clark score 68 points and hit like 8 3-pointers.
More than Curry, yeah. I mean, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility.
Possible. Now, how about this one? This is an interesting one, because Chris Jones has, I guess, by definition, somewhat struggled this postseason. I still don't buy that. I still think Chris Jones is a beast. Chris Jones over 0.25 sacks. I
over 25 sacks.
No. Over 0.25. So if you get,
what the heck?
If you get like an assisted tackle on a sack, I think it's
just a single. That's just a single sack.
It goes for like 0.5 of a sack, I believe.
Weird.
If two guys take him down. So technically all you need is Chris Jones to hit the quarterback. Now, again, one of my bigger fears is Brock Purdy going to get hit on Sunday? I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. I don't know why I worded it like that. Chris Jones hasn't had that many great plays this season. His brother Chandler Jones is a psychopath who is supposed to play for the Raiders and instead is posting conspiracies on why the Raiders are keeping him down, which is really fun. It's plus money for Chris Jones to basically get a half of a sack.
Right. That's totally possible. That one also looks pretty good.
I almost feel like I want the under, though.
I would make a separate parlay for that one, though.
Oh, this one is absolutely not being added as a leg. We're still waiting.
We'll have, like, one solid parlay and then, like, one questionable one.
Once I get closer to Sunday, like, we're going to be looking at, like, plus 1 million odds, because I'm going to be like, this is going to be the parlay that gets me out of the trenches. I'm not in the trenches, but to be able to hit a parlay would be nice. Dobby's probably beating his dick right now. I wanted to pull up a different odd, but before I do that, I don't know if Chris Jones gets a sack. I really don't. Smart money says he gets it. Like a full sack, which would be great. That hits perfect. I don't think that's a bad straight bet.
I don't know if it's my end.
I don't know if
end,
I love it, though.
I think it's my end.
Yeah, because I heard you fine. But I also did have my phone near the microphone, which is never smart.
Hold on, I gotta reconnect here. Something's wrong.
Okay. So Laka will reconnect with us here as I officially pull up some of the other odds for Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I've got an interesting one from DraftKings here, where we are looking at both Isaiah Pacheco and Brandon Ayuk 50-plus scrimmage yards each.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if I hate that, but every time I have put any sort of currency on Isaiah Pacheco, he stinks. He's horrid.
Yep.
So I don't know if I love him. 50 plus seems easy. My only other fear, though, is if Brandon Ayuk doesn't get going, which is very possible as well. The Chris Jones sacks one, I think, confuses me the most. I think that's the hardest one we've dealt with here, because all it takes is for him to basically get his hand on the quarterback if the defensive line pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they can get enough pressure on Brock Purdy. I really don't. I'd like them to. It'd be great.
Yep.
I don't know if they can. We will, I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Let's get into some different sorts of odds. Let's go to the last 10 Super Bowl winners by their conference and see if we have a pattern. Super Bowl 48, the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Denver Broncos 43-8. Yeah, look, it says Def Den in my defense.
Yeah.
The Seahawks defeated the Broncos 43-8 in Super Bowl 48. In Super Bowl 49, the New England Patriots defeated the Seattle Seahawks 28-24. In Super Bowl 50, the Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Broncos 24-10. That's now back-to-back for AFC. Super Bowl 51, the AFC wins again as New England defeats the Atlanta Falcons. We all know that game, 34-28. Big comeback, down 28-3.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 52, the NFC wins when Philadelphia defeats New England. Super Bowl 53, the AFC wins as New England defeats the LA Rams. Super Bowl 54, the AFC wins as Kansas City defeats San Francisco. Super Bowl 55, I believe I'm at. The NFC wins as Tampa Bay defeats Kansas City. Super Bowl 56, NFC wins as the LA Rams defeat the Cincinnati Bengals. Super Bowl 57, the AFC won as KC defeated Philadelphia 39-35. Will the AFC make it 7 of the last 11 for Super Bowl winners against the Niners? The crazy part is Tom Brady won 40% of those last 10.
That's insane.
Now, does this help us pick a money line? Absolutely not. That
no, no siree. Stats almost
that legitimately.
Matter.
Gave us nothing.
Stats on
KC defeated San Francisco last time they played, I guess is the only thing we have, but Brock Purdy was not the quarterback for San Francisco. I believe it was a one Jimmy Garoppolo who was the quarterback for the Raiders and stunk this year.
Unfortunately.
He was dreadful. I believe I was calling for his benching 3 weeks into the season. I'm still not convinced on my moneyline pick.
Really?
Today
I
have
ever gone for the Chiefs and like voted for the Chiefs and then been confident with it.
Correct. Because if the Chiefs lose and my money loses, it's infuriating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. That's unacceptable. in most situations. So I think as we get closer, I will come to the pick, but as of right now, it's still not there. Now, I want to get into a couple of other special bets here for the Super Bowl 50 that we didn't talk about yet. MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now, I feel if we're...
Isn't it always Mahomes?
So that's my thing. So I feel like if the pick is Kansas City Chiefs money line, you have to imagine it's going to be Mahomes to win MVP.
I don't see anyone else besides Travis Kelce or the...
So exactly.
Yeah.
Which Kelce would need to have an absurd game that's more insane than Mahomes' game.
Right.
Which at that point seems wildly unlikely to me. Now, on the other side, if you're going 49ers money line, I could see how Christian McCaffrey wins MVP, not Brock Purdy. Now, if it's a come-from-behind victory for the 49ers and Brock Purdy throws for 300 yards, yes, I imagine he'll win MVP. Now, if the 49ers dominate the Chiefs the whole game and they're running the football and McCaffrey's churning out 25-yard runs untouched or shaking off tackles, whatever it may be, and he's scoring three touchdowns, McCaffrey easily is taking the MVP.
Yeah.
So that's my take on it.
It depends on who wins, obviously.
But in KC's two Super Bowl wins, their opponents scored first before the comeback victory. So how about this bet? The San Francisco 49ers to score first, the Kansas City Chiefs to win. At plus 350.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if I hate that one.
I was going to say, I like it.
I don't know if I hate that one. But, I mean, clearly Dobby is not joining us tonight. He'll join us tomorrow.
I saw him in chat.
I don't think that was him.
He said Dobby joined the room.
Oh, what? I missed that.
I think he's in here.
Oh, yes, it did. What the fuck? Where did he go? Let me text him. Vamp, tell me.
Is he not in here
now?
No. Dobby, hit the call-in button.
Yeah, Dobby, hit the call-in button.
If you're still here.
I'm texting him now. I didn't even see that.
I mean, there's always tomorrow. But...
Oh, correct. That's the unfortunate thing. I really didn't plan this thing out. Until after I was like, oh yeah, I have to do a show every day. I did this show and then hopped on Brock's show for another hour last night.
I know.
Like, this was a really stupid idea. Hold on. Oh no, that's just the Warriors and Sixers game, which I refuse to watch tonight. Because then I'm going to have to gamble on it. And I can't do that. I'm saving for first.
You don't have to.
No, I have to.
No, you don't. You don't have to.
Let me rephrase that. I'm going to. This is not a Korean ping pong. We're not down bad yet. If we go down bad during the Super Bowl, that's a different conversation.
I believe the first game doesn't start till 3 a.m. anyway. So
listen, it's called crunch time. We definitely have to add this next leg here, though. So we're sitting at Travis Kelce over 70.5 receiving yards. We want him to get 71. That's probably going to be my favorite pick in the parlay.
Oh, yeah?
I feel the most confident about Travis Kelce receiving.
Yeah.
I do.
That one's probably going to be in my main parlay.
Now, for the next pick in the wrap-it-up parlay, the line still has not changed for this game, which hurts me, because I was genuinely hoping that maybe they'd move it towards three. It doesn't sound like or seem like they're going to. It is still Chiefs plus two, Niners minus two. And I don't think I'm going to add those to the card yet. And I don't think an alternate line is the best play yet here. I think we stay in the player prop world. Okay, before we get to the player prop world. This one's for the Swifties. 22. Any quarter to have 22 plus points scored combined by each team. Plus 400. That's a lot of points scored.
Yes.
Especially for one quarter. Don't know if I love that one.
That is a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I recommend steering clear. Also, because I'm anti-Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But who cares? What about an anti-hero? I believe that's another one of her albums, is it not?
Anti-hero?
Yes. Maybe one of her songs. I don't recall. Brock Purdy, 250 plus passing yards and 2 plus passing touchdowns. Plus 200.
Ooh.
My fear is on.
Say that again?
Brock Purdy, quarterback for the 49ers, plus 250 yards passing.
250?
And 2 plus passing.
Isn't Mahomes passing
is 271, I believe.
Oh, it's 270 now. Okay.
I believe it was 270 last night as well.
I thought it was like 265.
Might be 265. Either way, it's higher than Brock's.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce to score an octopus. I forget what that is in NFL, but that's plus 3,000. So
never heard of that before.
I wouldn't bank on that one. What about some deja vu for my Swifties? Kansas City Chiefs to win by exactly 11 points plus 3,000.
Mm.
11 points is a weird score to begin with. Because I imagine these teams are going to score back and forth.
Oh, yeah. All game. There's not going to be any unanswered. There could be like one, but they're basically, yeah, like you said, they're going back.
Oh, 11 is weird. 11 is a weird number to get to. What about Fearless? Brock Purdy, 300 plus passing yards, 3 plus touchdowns, and the 49ers to win. Plus 1,000.
Ooh.
I don't love that one.
No, I don't either. I'd be betting against myself too.
Yeah, exactly. What about 15? You know, where's number 15? Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes, 15 plus rushing yards and 215 plus passing yards, even money.
Huh. That sounds better than the other ones that you said.
Might be the best one so far.
Yeah.
And what about friendship bracelets? Travis Kelce and Kyle Juszczyk, who apparently their wives love making obnoxious-looking outfits for each other. Both. Oh, no, excuse me, not both. Either or, Travis Kelce or Kyle Juszczyk, to score the first touchdown plus 600.
Mm.
I don't hate getting Travis Kelce in that, but I also hate getting Kyle Juszczyk in that.
Yeah, but what was it, plus?
Plus 600. 600?
Yeah. That's pretty good, but
I think. Well, no, we're still not at confirming the next leg in this parlay because we have a couple of novelty props I want to go over that I missed.
I got to tell Jacqueline to stop hitting us nine tails with a fire move.
Yeah, seems like a smart move. Jersey number of the first touchdown scorer, over 22.5, under 22.5.
Ooh, wait, definitely under. Oh, you first half? Ooh, that is so 50-50.
That's the jersey number of the first touchdown scorer. So if you go over, you're taking Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk. Deebo Samuel. If you go under, you're taking Christian McCaffrey, Isaiah Pacheco, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy. Actually, Brandon Ayuk, I believe, is number 11. He's either 81 or 11. I don't know which one it is. That should be information I have. Jersey number of the last touchdown scorer, over 22.5, under 22.5. I don't think that's making it to the parlay.
Yeah, no. It's too risky. That's like a 50-50.
I think now we add the next leg in the official wrap it up parlay. So if you're following along at home, as of right now, you have Travis Kelce over 70.5 receiving yards in your card. Now, I want to get crazy, but I know getting crazy is irresponsible. So let's look at player firsts. And how about this one? This is where I think we get crazy. We could go first completion yardage for either quarterback. Mm-hmm. First reception yardage. First rush yardage. First pass result. Now that's when you get crazy. Here's what I'm thinking. We're coming into the Super Bowl. We have Kelce over 70.5 receiving. I think we take Brock Purdy, first completion under 10.5 yards.
I like it.
It's very confident out of you.
I have no idea.
Sitting at minus 125 when you parlay it with our little good friend Travis Kelce. Hold on, I don't know why he's at the bottom here. You parlay it. We are now currently, after two picks in the Wrap It Up parlay, we are looking at odds. Vamp.
Uh-huh.
That's you. You can vamp.
Vamp?
I'm multitasking here because apparently if you don't do it in a same game parlay, they still won't give you your odds, which is sick.
Dang. Yeah, no, I'm not a vampire. So.
Wow, they brought the guy.
I don't think there's much vamping going on. I mean, sometimes I feel like a vampire. Sunlight really does hurt me.
Pretend I didn't ask. We'll go back to Kelce receiving yards. How about this one? To tickle your fancy. Either team to score a successful 2-point conversion, yes or no? Yes sits would bring our parlay at plus 470, and no puts us at plus 142. Now here's my case.
I would say no.
I can see no. Here's my case for yes.
Oh.
One missed point after field goal, if it gets tipped, if something weird happens, or if your coach is an idiot and says, oh, let's go for it instead of taking 3 points, next thing you know, you're down 8. You need the 2-point conversion to tie it at that point.
Yep.
To convert a 2-point conversion is interesting to me. You're saying no.
I'm saying no.
Interesting. I mean, I locked in Kelce last week, or I keep saying last week, last night. I think we'll lock it in then. I think the parlay now, actually, we have to add two because I keep counting. You know what? No, we're not adding two. I was going to say, I keep adding the show coming out on Monday as a part of the streams, but that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll stick with two right now. The Wrap It Up Parlay has now officially been put together at a plus 142 parlay with a few more streams to go.
Yeah.
Which means if you pay 10, that pays out 24, and we still have more picks to add.
That's
Travis Kelce, over 70.5 receiving, no successful two-point conversion on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. Sunday night. It's not even evening. It'll be 6:30 by the time the ball goes off the tee. We'll be bomb drunk.
Correct.
Dobby clearly is not coming back. I'll try to get him for tomorrow. I think on Saturday we'll have Will. I think Will wants to join the Saturday show, which I think we'll still do at night. I think the Saturday show will still be a night show. Sunday, I think 11 o'clock, wrap it all up.
Yeah, I'll be cleaning all day Saturday.
And ready for the booze bags.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Saturday, I think, same time, we'll do the night show. And then I think Sunday at 11. Very quick, we'll wrap it all up, give the final picks. It'll be the bow on the parlay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into all of that beautiness. As for the main show, I think maybe Saturday we lay off all the football stuff. Maybe I'll release the Saturday live as a show. I think we'll wait and see how Saturday as a whole goes.
Right. Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if you're done cleaning and I've got nothing going on at 3 p.m., maybe we'll hop on a StreamYard and bang out a couple of clips, get the show out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, quick one, we'll wrap it all up, final picks. But we'll be back here tomorrow at 6:45 to do this all over again. Maybe the lines will move. Maybe some big injury news. I'd love to see a fight here at some point. Media day's been pretty shitty. Actually, I have a clip that we'll use for tomorrow's media day where Michael Felger, who is one of the more popular radio hosts in Boston, mm-hmm. got duped by a fake old Patriots running back Twitter account. It's not that Patriots running back, and it basically called Michael Felger an asshole. And Felger was not all too pleased with it and was very upset with this running back. Come to find out, it's a parody account and has nothing to do with Patriots running back Patrick Pass.
Mm-hmm.
But shouts to Michael Felger for fact-checking, because we don't do that either. Before we get out of here, I want to make sure we got it here. We're going to leave you with a little bit of some music stylings here. So once again, Lack, I want to thank you 2 days in a row for joining me.
Of course.
We'll make it three again on Throwback Thursday.
Hey.
Which means throwing it back means I won't be showing up. I'm kidding. We'll be here at 6:45 tomorrow. And we will talk to you then. Peace. But before we get out, if you don't... that's what we call in the business, tease. We will talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Come on, let me teach you how to sing. Oh, you didn't know that I could sing. Oh, girl, know that I can sing.
This might be the best exit song we've ever had.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Like, it seems like the end of, like, a Broadway show.
Somebody help me sing. Somebody help me sing about me.
Let a nigga hit it on the first night. I just wanna fuck, I'm not tryna fall in love. Gon' let a nigga hit it on the first night. I'm a real nigga, you know I would never judge. Gon' let a nigga hit it on the first night.
nigga hit it, gon' let a nigga hit it, gon' let a nigga hit it on the first night. Let a nigga hit it, gon' let a nigga.
Told her do it for this game.
I'm like, baby, what you doing? Come and do it, money coming fluent, it influence, can run into it, run into it, she like, nigga, if you're lucky, you could come and view it, I'm like, baby, what you mean? I might pull up to the scene. She like, nigga, how you do it? I might be-